For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Suicide is on the rise in nearly every state, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death both in South Carolina and in the nation. For ages 15 to 34, it's the second most common cause of death. And according to Helen Pridgen, South Carolina Area Director of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention,
nearly twice as many people die by suicide in South Carolina annually than by homicide. Most people think that there are more homicides, right? Actually, there are about twice as many suicides.
The CDC reports that most suicides have a mental condition. Suicides are up 38% in the Palmetto State. Pridgen offered some reasons that might help explain the statistic, though she said it's too early to know just why the numbers are up so much.
There's some people who don't have a mental health condition, but they do have foreclosure, inadequate income, other family losses, job changes, being in pain, suffering, having substance issues. We want a very simple answer, but we've got to remember suicide is complicated.
October will see a series of walks across the state to boost awareness of suicide's causes and prevention. Vanessa Riley of Hilton Head lost her son to suicide. She attended a walk in Charleston and made a startling discovery.
I looked around and I saw so many people that I realized I wasn't alone. I felt very isolated when this happened with losing our son. I didn't realize there were other people out there that had also lost a child to suicide. It just made me realize that I'm not alone, that there are other people and that I need to connect with them.
Pridgen said the signs that someone is suicidal come in three categories. One is talk.
So if you're with someone and they begin talking about they have no reason to live, they're a burden to others, they feel trapped, maybe they're in unbearable pain, or if they're talking about emotionally, their psychological pain is killing them.
One is behavior.
They could start drinking more. Maybe they go out and buy a gun, they've never had one before. Not doing the things they used to do, not enjoying those things, maybe sleeping too little or too much. Maybe beginning to give away their possessions, maybe being more aggressive, more emotional, more angry, seeming more tired.
The third category is mood, such as anxiety, depression, loss of interest in life, or irritability. Pridgen said a suicidal crisis can last minutes or hours, but often it can be sidetracked by a loved one or friend.
Someone calls, someone comes in. You might be the person who's in the right place at the right time. You might interrupt that suicide. And if you know the warning signs, you might start asking questions and get somebody to help that might not be helped otherwise.
To get help for a suicidal person, Pridgen said a friend or loved one could take him or her to the doctor, to the emergency room if the crisis is acute, or call 911 if the person has taken a poisonous substance. Riley hopes the awareness walks will help both surviving family and people struggling with suicidal thoughts to realize that they are not alone.
There are people out there that can help them. If they're struggling with suicidal thoughts, they can reach out. There are people there. There are counselors. There are mental health clinics. And that they're not alone, that there are lots of people in these shoes, and they're ugly shoes, and they're not shoes we chose to wear, but we are wearing them.
Pridgen said there is hope to reduce suicides in the fact that more than 90% of people who attempt suicide never succeed. She stressed that suicide is preventable. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.